Governor Roy Cooper says schools in North Carolina will be open for a mix of in-person and remote learning this fall. Our Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff Tiberi was following the announcement and is here now to lay out some of the details. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Amy.
So I hear he opted for Plan B.
That is correct, Plan B. The governor called this a hybrid plan, and in line with much of his rhetoric in the recent weeks and months, he said that this is the careful and necessary approach for public schools to open in just a matter of weeks, the backdrop of which being cases of COVID-19, confirmed cases and hospitalizations and deaths in our state continue to rise. So Plan B, a hybrid, the specifics of which will really be left up to local school boards. It's important to note as well that districts could go with a Plan C if they determine that, that's the best option for them. Plan C is entirely remote learning.
So for those who are going back into school buildings, there will be a number of safety measures that are part of this deal for reopening. Face coverings are required. What else?
That's right. That is a big notable one, right? There's so much divisiveness over this, amazingly. Face coverings for all students, educators, and staff will be required. And the school districts are going to provide 5 reusable coverings to everybody. Additionally, there will be screenings for symptoms, temperature checks, a notable one there. There will also be limits on how many people can be in one school at a time. And these recommendations strongly advise against field trips, assemblies, and even lunch in the cafeteria.
So we've got a lot more detail than we got 2 weeks ago when we were expecting the governor to make his big announcement about schools reopening. But it still seems like there's a lot of unanswered questions here. Like, for example, what happens if a student or a teacher tests positive for COVID-19?
Or if there's an outbreak, how frequently are students going to be tested? And if students or faculty or staff don't have health coverage or can't get tests, who's going to help clear that hurdle? Who's going to pay for those tests? Will there be any flexibility offered to staff members or educators who are in higher risk categories? What if they're reluctant to return? And then there's also this question of sports and the arts. As we think about teams and bands, what's going to happen with them? We got the indication that the North Carolina High School Athletic Association will be making further recommendations in the weeks to come, but that's still a big unknown at this point. And just remember, this affects a lot of people. Roughly 1.5 million students attend K-12 public schools in North Carolina.
And there are many people with jobs who rely on schools so that they can send their kids off and get to work. With all of this, Governor Cooper has been under a lot of pressure, politically anyway, to loosen restrictions, especially on businesses, more quickly. But since we have entered phase 2 of his plan for reopening at the end of May, these outbreak trends that we've been watching have gone in the wrong direction for the most part. And we've seen other states like Texas and California, where COVID-19 cases have been surging, reverse some of their reopening. What is happening here?
The synopsis here is that it's not as bad as Florida or California or Texas. But as the governor said, that could turn in the blink of an eye, to use his words. So this is a kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't predicament that he's been trying to navigate for the past few months. Of course, nobody wants to be faced with this decision, and it's a hard one. It's a rough one. And we heard from Phil Berger, the Republican leader of the North Carolina Senate, who said in a release, in part, quote, "The governor's plan makes worse the very inequities a public school system is supposed to resolve." That's a close quote. But the larger paraphrasing of Berger's release is that there are kids whose parents might not have job flexibility, or their families might not have the resources to do tutors or to provide them flexibility that students in higher socioeconomic strata might be afforded.
Jeff Tiberi, thanks so much.
You're welcome.